Getting ready for the surge. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We will continue to enforce our immigration laws.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spelling out for lawmakers on Capitol Hill Wednesday his plans to handle the expected surge of migrants at the southern border.
Unconvinced, his six-point, 20-page plan to address the migrant surge once Title 42 is lifted will suffice.
There is no question that if we encounter 18,000 people in a single day, that will seriously strain our capabilities.
One piece of that plan, sending 600 law enforcement personnel from other government agencies to help Customs and Border Protection, a force already 23,000 strong and struggling to contain the current levels of illegal crossings, averaging 7,000 a day.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, a federal judge ordering the administration to stop phasing out Title 42 while a lawsuit filed by several states to keep it in place is still pending. President Biden will travel to the Far East next month to meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan to discuss growing threats from China and North Korea. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Ukraine to meet today with President Zelensky, 2 days after meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. A 14-year-old boy is now charged with the murder Sunday of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. District Attorney Wade Newell asking a judge to hold him on $1 million bond.
Given the statements that the defendant made to law enforcement that his intention was to rape and kill the victim from the get-go when he left the house with the victim going down the trail. State believes that there is a need to protect the community.
The boy, identified in court only by his initials, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. He will be tried as an adult under Wisconsin state law. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sirens wailed across Israel a short time ago as that nation paused to remember the victims of the Holocaust.
Today is the 27th day of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar, and that is also the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, when Jews of Poland, 500,000 walled into fewer than 2 square miles, attempted a revolt against their Nazi overseers. It is called Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day, and it is often marked by the March of the Living, a symbolic walk often by students to the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp. This year, and for the first time, groups of Arab students are joining the march with permission of their governments, an outgrowth of the cultural exchange with the State of Israel, prompted by the Abraham Accords. Eben Brown, Fox News.
U.S. Marine veteran Trevor Reed is due back in the U.S., freed after more than 2 years in a Russian jail in a prisoner exchange. The U.S. releasing a Russian pilot who'd been convicted on drug smuggling charges. Reed's mother, Paula, in Texas, overjoyed.
Finally, after waiting all this time, I'm going to be able to hug my kid, you know, put my arms around him.
Reed will likely need medical attention. Somewhere in Arizona, there is a brand new multimillionaire. One winning ticket sold in last night's $473 million Powerball jackpot. The person who bought it chose the cash option that's still good for $283 million. It's NFL draft day.
The Jacksonville Jaguars will be the first team on the clock tonight as the NFL draft takes over the Las Vegas Strip with a stage set up on the famed Bellagio Fountains to welcome the new class of prospects into the league. Jags head coach Doug Peterson amped up for this evening's first round of selections.
For me, you know, we just kind of It's almost like a game day scenario where you kind of feed off of the enthusiasm and the emotion of the crowd.
Projections show a defensive end going first overall, either Georgia's Trayvon Walker or Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson. The draft order, of course, subject to change with trades, has the Detroit Lions picking second, followed by the Houston Texans in third. The NFL draft kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Jack.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.